Hey, I'm Ike Barinholtz. On my new show, Funny You Ask, trivia starts the conversation, and then things immediately go off the rails. I ask a question. My guests think they know the answer. Sometimes they do. More often, they do not. And then the conversation takes a turn. One trivia question turns into stories about career highs, painful bombs, and behind-the-scenes moments that probably should have remained private. You'll hear confidence, misplaced confidence, bold guesses, wrong answers, quick laughs, and the slow realization that maybe this was a bad idea to say out loud. If you like smart comedy, sharp conversations, and trivia that exists purely to melt people's brains, this is Funny You Ask with me, Ike Barinholtz. Follow Funny You Ask with Ike Barinholtz on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whenever a holiday rolls around, it's time for yours truly to roll out the Patreon bonus content for Hello from the Magic Tavern on the main feed. That's right. Sit back and get ready for tantalizing transmissions of Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio from me, Bootleg Craig. If this amuse-bouche isn't enough for you, you can hop on over to patreon.com/magictavern right now. You'll get this and tons more bonus podcasts a lot sooner and also help out independent creators. Sweet! But now, whether you're on your way to a Thanksgiving feast or just finished one, it's time to get things in order, like your holiday shopping or closing all your browser tabs. Sit back and enjoy the glory that is talking tabs.
Placeholder theme song. Placeholder theme song. We don't have a song because we didn't think ahead. I'm Matt Young and I'm singing this instead. Placeholder theme song. Not the tavern. Not the tavern. Not the tavern. Not the tavern.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. This is Arnie Niekamp as myself on Earth, and I'm joined by Matt Young and Adil Rafai.
Hello.
Hello.
We gathered, so we've changed what we were going to record a couple of times. Originally, we were actually going to record a main feed episode with a beloved returning guest who got busy and booked a commercial and had to reschedule. Totally fine. We're like, great, let's do a Patreon episode. We were going to do a conversational improv, another one of those. Which we love doing and is easy for us to do on short notice. But as we were chatting on the Zoom, getting ready to start, Matt Young said something so, I don't know what, so Matt Youngy, so charming and funny, but also angry, that it sort of stopped Adil and I in our tracks. And both of us at the same time were like, maybe that's an episode. Matt, do you remember what you said?
I think what I said was, I have so many tabs open, it's making me really angry.
Yes. Out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, this was not prompted by anything.
Matt, I think you absolutely said pretty much what you just said, or exactly what you just said, but the cadence was that of Samuel L. Jackson saying, get these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking plane. That's how you said what you said.
Well, here is what prompted it, actually. Is I was talking to you guys and we're talking about what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. And then there's like, I've sized my Zoom window so that right above it is my browser window behind it. And I could see just above it peeking out behind the Zoom window, all the fucking tabs.
Oh, sort of like Kilroy, like the.
Yeah, exactly like Kilroy.
I think actually it's possible, Matt, that what you said was, I am so angry about how many tabs I have open.
That sounds
like
right.
The wind up of sincere frustration where I'm like, oh no, what is Matt upset about? And it's all these tabs. Adil and I both lit up at the same moment, right? Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah. I think we had a shared moment of, it was almost like you got your chocolate and my peanut butter. I got my peanut butter and your chocolate. And we both said, Arnie, and you said Adil, and we said, talking tabs.
Yeah, this is Adil.
This is Arnie. And we're talking tabs.
Matt, you counted in the time between us saying this and deciding to, and starting rolling.
Well, first I guessed about 30.
You guessed about 30 tabs. Audience, listener, take a moment, get out a piece of paper, write down how many tabs.
You don't have to get a piece of paper. You can just think of a
take
number.
Take a picture. Take a picture of that
Wait,
paper.
You're taking a picture of the piece of paper?
Oh, it'll last longer.
Okay. Yeah. Can you post pictures on our Patreon? Like, can you post pictures in the comments? Probably there's wise reason why you can't.
No, otherwise we'd have so many animal buttholes.
That is very
luckily
true.
They go straight to our emails.
That's what social media is for.
But if there, if you can, or I guess maybe in our Discord, like a recent Patreon episodes channel, take a picture of how many tabs you think Matt Young has. Write it down. Take a picture.
We'll pause here and let you do
we'll
that.
We'll pause. Yeah. While they're doing that, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Ernie?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Look, good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Since we're doing a lot of admin in this episode, can I also apologize for not writing a Patreon newsletter entry this month? I just totally slipped my mind.
Wait, admin? Is that why it's called Mad Men?
That's right. And it's on Madison Avenue.
Yes. Originally it was called Mad Men. And it was about administration people in the 60s.
Not as fun.
So this probably won't come out for a month or so at least, but you did not get your March info in.
No.
I failed. Matt, what did you do in March? Anything like you high points, anything?
Oh, gosh. See, this is why I didn't do it. I've been working at my job on a project where I had to work with a team in India. So I had, I don't get into details about projects, but it meant some very late nights and some very early mornings to have meetings. And I felt a little crazy trying to kind of keep up with it. And that's probably why I forgot to write it.
Is that project finished up now?
It is. The bulk of it is finished now. And there's like 2 weeks where it's kind of winding down now. So I'm kind of getting back to a normal schedule.
Nice.
That reminds me, this is a weird story. And I feel like there's a non-zero chance that there's an aspect of it that is, I hope it's not xenophobic in any way. That is not always a great preface for a horror story.
Yeah, this terrified.
It might be xenomorphic, but not xenophobic.
From beginning to end, a delightful and charming exchange. Surprisingly, because it was me calling customer support. Years ago, I had like a modem or a router that wasn't working. It was the most frustrating thing in the world to get figured out, where I was constantly like calling the modem company and then calling the cable company, and they both kept saying the other person was to blame. Nightmare customer service situations. And then I ended up talking to a gentleman whose name I do not remember, but he somehow came out in the conversation. He was in India on a phone bank there. He was very helpful. I don't remember if he ultimately helped me like resolve the situation, but he was pretty great. And somehow chatting with him while he was like looking things up, somehow the weather came up or something. And I can be a very fun, chatty guy, but I can also not, like, usually in those things, I don't really like try to engage with conversation, but somehow it turned into talking about the weather. And I ended up saying that it was snowing. And it led to a genuine conversation where he was like, very sincerely, like, I'll say it as if I'm me. Basically, he was like, I don't really understand snow. I don't, like, I know what it is, but what is? And it just led to me being like, well, if you had to guess, what is snow like? And he didn't really understand that it was cold. He sort of thought it was sort of fluffy. Maybe it was mostly from like cartoons and things. And again, as I'm telling the story, I'm worried that either I was just completely lied to, or this just sounds like a ridiculous thing. But it was so charming.
You've never experienced snow. You just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what all the t-shirts say.
Yeah.
That is, I never thought about it, but it is like describing like yellow or something where you're like, oh, unless you've experienced it, it's hard to kind of quantify it.
Like if you don't even have cold weather, like how do you get there?
Cold white sky dirt.
Oh, dirt?
I got it in one. Well, hold on. Matt seems to have some sort of issue.
I think
you
had it right till the very end and then you lost me on dirt.
Okay.
Cold white.
Sky
ice?
Well, now you're just saying it's just snow.
That's what we're talking about, right?
I guess, yes.
But ice, if I don't know, if I'm struggling to sort of figure out what snow is, and you say ice, I'm picturing like hail.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, ooh, I better get inside because I'm picturing the ice that goes in my fountain drink and that's going to hoit.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Arnie, I used to work at Groupon on customer support. And most people are terrible to customer service. Sure. I know that comes as a shock to everyone. But only once did I have a call where I go, hi, this is Groupon. My name is Adel. How can I help you? And a woman on the other line gave a deep sigh and she went, No offense, your English is very good, but I would prefer to talk to someone in the States. And I go, ma'am, I'm in Chicago. But I think she heard my name and she's like, of course.
Oh, boy. Yikes. Let's get into these fucking tabs.
Yes. Woo. So, listener, if you have not yet gotten a piece of paper, written down your guess, taken a picture, I guess you can't post it yet. Saved it somewhere where you'll remember to post it. I guess, no, you can't post it yet. I've already confused myself, basically. Well, how many, fuck, Matt, how many tabs?
52 tabs.
Woo!
Wow. A Mickey, almost, is that a Mickey Mantle of tabs?
That's like a full poker deck of tabs.
I know.
52 tab pickup?
Mm-hmm.
And just very quickly, Arnie and Matt, it's fine, but I was a little upset that you didn't agree that my English is very good.
Your English is great.
Okay. Yeah, we can. I mean, yeah, we can move on. We can cut this all out, but I was just a little.
Would I want you for customer service? That's up in
the
air. No. Did you have techniques, strategies, jokes you would do, or not real? Or were you just dead inside the whole time?
I think when it first started, I was pretty jovial and tried to have some fun with it and stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what I would do is just match the person's energy.
Sure.
And that was both fun for me and also seemed to work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone's like, I just went to a smoothie shop and it was buy one, get one. And they said it was buy one, get one half off. And I would go, unbelievable. Well, I'm going to go into your account. I'm going to give you a full refund. I am so sorry. Like, I just try and really align with their energy and they appreciate that.
It's a good strategy.
Did you consider when the woman sighed and said, look, you seem great, but I just want someone in the country. You should have been like, did you consider sighing and saying, and ma'am, you seem great, but I want a customer in the country, and see how long it could take before you both realize you're in the same country.
Just both playing chicken. I feel like I did have a flash of like, should I be like, madame, you got me. I'm so sorry. Let me go ahead and transfer you. I proudly present your dinner.
I had a customer service job. I've had a couple of customer service jobs, but I had one where I worked for like a not-for-profit that sent out a journal. And then people would call in and be like, I haven't been getting my journal for 3 months, or I haven't been getting my journal for a year. And I'm like, why did you wait so long? And they would invariably, I'd be like, okay, well, let's just look at your information. Like, we don't need to look at my information. My information's fine. And I'd be like, let's just look at your information and see if we got the correct address for you. And invariably, we had the wrong address like 98% of the time, and they would like fight me almost every single time. They'd be like, I don't need to look at my address. My address is fine. And I'm like, I guarantee you that's almost going to be the problem almost every single time. Brutal. It was crazy.
Brutal.
I love how Adel and I more or less had to talk Matt into doing talking tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's not going to be interesting. And then we immediately start like avoiding talking about the tabs as much
as
possible.
Okay, look. Okay, fine. Fine.
Wait, here's 52 tabs. Here's my first question. Before we get to the content of the tabs.
Yeah.
Are all 52 of these tabs in the same browser, or do you have multiple browsers?
And we should say we should be judging men by the content of their tabs, not the content of their heart.
Yes.
This is one window, one browser, 52 tabs.
Whoa.
Wow. So you can't even see anything, right?
I can see little icons. I kind of know what most of it is.
Hmm.
Well, take a guess. What is the first tab? You figure you got to just take a while.
It's gotta be Gmail.
It's Gmail.
Yeah,
it's
Gmail. And then there's probably like a Google Calendar is one of those.
Yeah, Google. If not more, right there.
I frequently have more than one Google Calendar open because every time I have to make an appointment for something, like during the day, I have to both look at my work calendar and my personal calendar to figure out like if I can do things. And then do I put it on both calendars? It's really annoying.
Right. Yeah, that's the first two. Gmail and Google Calendar are the first two tabs. Not super exciting stuff.
Well, not yet, but we two down, 50 to go.
Do you want me to search for anything in my Gmail?
Search for anything in your Gmail? That's a very good. Oh my gosh, this could be a fun game.
Okay.
Poop. I gotta be me, but there's gotta be emails that say poop.
I'm sure. Here's one from Crooked Media.
Arnie, how much would it cost for us to get Magic Tavern at poopies dot poopies.supplies.net or whatever.
Just
here's a voiceover audition from 2004, which obviously I didn't book for pull-ups, like diapers.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why is it obvious you didn't book it?
Well, it's not. I guess it's not obvious, but I didn't. I'm telling you, I didn't. now I think about it. Yeah, it's not obvious at all. Here's a LinkedIn one where here's the title of it. Oh, it's from our friend Lisa Burton. Oh. And since instructional, ask me where poop happens. I'm going to click see more. Ask me where poop happens. When I worked at the Museum of Science and Industry, we wore pins that begged kids and usually dads to ask us where poop happens because they had an engaging stage show about digestion. Good work, Lisa Burton.
Matt, in that email about the audition, is there, fingers crossed, I hope for this so bad. Are there sides for the audition in the email?
Let me see.
Script, any sides?
Yes. Oh,
fuck
yes.
Yes.
And I forgot about this. This was long enough ago. I think it's okay.
Yes.
And it's over. Let me double check the date. August of 2004.
Arnie, this went from talking tabs to perusing poop.
To 2020. Yeah. Sorry, August of 2024.
Oh, so not 20
Not 20 years ago.
Okay.
This was a very weird one. Where I kind of thought I might get it. The brief is pretty wide. Comedy Chops wanted. They kind of read like animated characters. I don't think they ever made this because it's such a weird idea and I never saw it. One of the characters is named Urine, Y-U-R-E-E-N.
Urine.
And the other one is called Turd, T-E-R-D.
Okay. A little less subtle.
A little less subtle. And it starts with Urine saying, Turd, isn't it this exciting? We're potty training. And then Turd says, I don't know, Urine. I'm nervous. So much could go wrong. But so much could go right. That's what pull-ups are for. They work like undies so you can build up those skills. But back him up if accidents happen. I wish I had his confidence. This is a journey, Turd. You need to loosen up. And then Turd ends it with, I can be loose.
Oh, no.
Here's why you didn't get cast. You kept saying urine. It's urine.
It's definitely urine.
It's urine and toid.
I imagine this never got made. And I think I did like a kind of a straight read. And then I did like cartoony voice reads for it. I don't know, urine. That kind of, goofy thing.
I searched my Gmail for poop. And one of the things that came up, also from 2024. It was just that. It was just a poopy year. I got the subject line, Hey Chicago, your poop is showing. And I'm going to go ahead and even just say, I'm just going to go ahead and say the email address of where it's from because it's a business. Chicago@poop911.com. Their slogan is We Scoop Dog Poop. Basically, it's a place that scoops up dog poop. Dear Arnie, we have reached that time of year when the winter snow has melted and revealed the dog poop in our backyards. At Poop 911, we are starting our spring cleanups next week, and we want to offer our former customers the first chance to schedule their cleaning before our schedule fills up. Blah, blah, blah.
Arnie, we're only on tab two.
Okay, yeah, that is fair. That is fair.
I'll say, just very quickly, I searched my Gmail for poop. October 21st, 2024. Truly... A year of poop.
Yeah,
year of
poop. Something going on that fall.
So this was an email to the Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. This is from CR, and CR says, they say a few things, but at some point in the email they say, I'd also like to tell you about a burger that you really need to know about. Near Halloween, Burger King sells a Whopper with a black bun. The most interesting thing about it is that people buy this because it turns your poop black. That's it, nothing else. A burger bun that turns your poop black. There you go.
I was on a medication once that turned my urine like a neon yellow, and it was very shocking. And then I looked it up, and it was fine. It was a normal side effect.
They didn't warn you?
I don't remember being warned. Or maybe they did in writing, and I didn't read all the things. Sure.
Did it feel like you were peeing in the 80s?
It did. It was radical. All that neon. Honestly, it was the most radical urination I've ever had.
That's something the turtle should yell. Urination. Tubular.
Radical urination. How about this? What if there was a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Okay.
That was annoyingly honest and his catchphrase was radical candor.
He's annoyingly honest, but only about like his medical issues.
Okay, I'm sorry. We've gone through two tabs.
Yeah, we're two tabs. You're never going to guess what this third one is in a billion years.
Okay. Give us a genre of thing. Like, is it work related? Is it like interests?
It's something incredibly nerdy I would be interested in.
Okay, yeah. that was honestly, I was going to say, my guess is the third tab is like a hobby thing. Like it's a robot or something.
Closer than you think.
Arnie, this is such a polite way to say porn.
Yeah.
Is it interests? Is it outside work interests?
Is it like eBay?
No.
It's like a toy news site of some kind.
Not exactly. I'm just going to tell you because, like I said, you'll never guess it.
It's Google search results for whatever happened to KB Toys.
Where the fuck did it go?
I have a coupon.
No, I just opened this morning because I got an email about it, and it opened in one of the next tabs. There is a Kickstarter for a collection of Transformers comics from the 80s that collects all of the Marvel comics and all of the Marvel UK comics, which had never been released together before. And I'm kind of curious to get it, but it's kind of expensive.
How long do you have to decide?
Oh, it just like started like a couple days ago, like a whole month. I have a month to decide.
So what's the...
It funded in 2 minutes.
Damn.
It's already raised $1.5 million.
Transformers in the U.S. and Transformers in the U.K., do they pepper in differences? Like,
ooh, okay. So
does like Bumblebee say like bruv or trust or something instead of...
Well, they drive on the other side of the street.
That's the big problem.
Walk, Arnie, walk.
Yes, that's right. And Optimus Prime doesn't have a gun. He's got a knife. what's the fucking bad guy's name?
Megatron?
Megatron is just a transforming Billy Club, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The reason there are two runs that both from the 80s is comics come out in the US, at least back then, monthly, and comics in the UK came out weekly. So they would release our stuff, but they like got caught up and got ahead of us. And essentially, like, another writer who became, like, this important, like, writer for the Transformers lore started doing fill-in stories. And some of those fill-in stories are some of, like, the most lauded and beloved Transformers stories ever made. And so they're going to release this thing where you can buy the US and the UK versions, or you can buy a version where it's, like, got it all in chronological order because, like, his stories literally fit in between the US issues. So I just thought it was kind of interesting, like, oh, that's, like, a cool... Something, wait, one, it's a dumb robot thing. And two, it's like, oh, it's kind of cool to see like how a creator fits their work in between the works of another, you know, it's just like a weird kind of like thought experiment. Like, and I've never read those comics, the UK ones. So I don't, and I did collect the Transformers comic when I was a kid. It was like the only comic I collected when I was a kid. And I lost them all in a tornado.
No. Well, okay. They're like, five things I want to say coming off this, which is not bode well for us finishing talking tabs anytime soon.
No.
First.
Well, new miniseries.
First, I'm just going to put a pin in.
Gotta leave all these fucking tabs open.
And they make you so angry.
Matt, that's how you said it the first time.
Okay. I'm going to just underline that at some point we need to talk about tornadoes. We don't necessarily need to do that right away.
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't heard
But the
story.
Matt Young tornado situation is vast and interesting.
We've probably covered this.
I'm sure we have.
I don't think so.
What is your tab strategy? Are you just like, I clicked on this thing, I'm interested, maybe I will come, so I'm going to leave it open because maybe I'm going to come back and order it? Or do you just not realize you can close tabs?
That's the first thing. It's definitely more of like, oh, you know, I'm going to open this because if I bookmark it or save it, I won't ever reopen that bookmark again. But if I leave the tab open, I have to like deal with it at some point. And eventually, like in 2 weeks, I'll be like, you know what? I do want to order this thing and I'm going to spend a little bit of money on it. Or I'll be like, no, it's been like 2 weeks and I don't want it that bad. So I'm not going to get it.
My other question is this is sort of breaking talking tabs etiquette, but how many tabs that you currently have open are Transformers related?
A lot less than you would think. That literally might be the only
one. Etiquette.
I know. Adel is really shocked. he's surrounded by the hoi polloi of Talking Tabs, and they're all really fan. You're all fanning yourselves.
Hoi polloi could be a British transformer.
Oh, like, I would love. Oh, my
that'd
gosh.
Be great.
His boot turns into his butt or whatever.
Would we get in legal trouble if we, as Patreon content, did a mini series of British Transformers? Of what
I don't
we think British
so.
Transformers is?
No,
I mean,
do that.
Wouldn't it? Is there any other British robot besides C-3PO?
Oh gosh, there must be, right?
Is the phone box that Doctor Who drives, is that a British robot?
It's more of like a sentient AI machine.
I mean, I guess technically the Daleks are. I mean, I know they're probably not even really robots, whatever they really are. But like any robot on Doctor Who is a British robot.
Arnie, you think
right?
that Daleks are a robot? Internet, do your thing. I've never seen Doctor Who.
How many are there any other Transformers? Let's knock out any other Transformers tabs. I know I'm asking you to scan through 52 tabs.
I actually don't think there's a single other one, but let me double check.
Matt, do you have a tab open? That's how to eat Funko Pops. How to cook Funko Pops. Okay.
I actually don't think there's a single other toy or nerd thing in these tabs.
Whoa. Holy shit. And they're not all work related?
No. I have a totally separate work computer. I mean, there are Magic Tavern tabs that are open for sure. Do we want to knock those out real quick? Because they're kind of boring.
Sure. But before we do the Magic Tavern ones, I do want to really quickly say along the lines of the Transformers Kickstarter, it was probably a year ago or something, and it hasn't come yet. But I don't kickstart things that often, but I did kickstart a reprint of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles role-playing game manuals, which I had when I was a teenager. I will be getting the reprint of that. Including some of the like side books and things.
The bonus character that has ultimate candor or whatever you said earlier.
Yes. Radical candor.
Radical candor.
But in this game, it's like you make your own mutant character, but it could be any animal. So you're making like teenage mutant hippos or teenage mutant gerbils and things like that. And it'd probably be a lot of work to like learn the system, but that's another thing that I was wondering if maybe we would want to do.
We should do that.
In series.
I have a question. You said you can be a Teenage Mutant Ninja hippo.
Yes.
Do I understand that I probably have to be a mutant, right? Mm-hmm. Do I have to be teenage? Do I have to be a ninja? Could I be like a middle-aged mutant cowboy platypus?
If I'm being honest, it's weird that I'm about to say I use Teenage Mutant Ninja as a shorthand, but really you could be like, I think you can you don't have to be a teenager and you don't have to be a ninja. There's different like classes or whatever version of it is.
Yeah. I do want to chime in. Just, I don't want to be a stickler, but, it does have to fit the scan of the song. So for example, mid-age teenage cowboy platypus. See, I had to drop the Y from the platypus.
Quite work.
So,
but my British Transformer is named Platypus.
That's pretty good. I'd be a police car named Bobby.
Oh,
I like that.
I think if we play that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, Arnie, I think we should be any age we want, but we all have to be ninjas. Because I think it's hilarious to live in a world overpopulated with the ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, all ninjas.
Oops, all ninjas.
Can I say we play this game, but we play as kind of a fun, horny version, which is 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Wink, wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge, nudge. Oh, I just accidentally closed a tab.
What?
Oh no.
The lost tab. We'll eventually have to do a spin-off called The Lost Tabs.
I know what it was, and it was a bummer. So okay. I'll probably skip over some news ones that aren't real fun.
Oh, sure. Is it like WebMD or something?
Yeah, it was WebMD. I was trying to diagnose my childhood leukemia.
Oh, no.
Matt, quick, childhood, quick.
Yeah, I know.
You're running out of time. I bet you said there's two Magic Tavern ones?
Oh, there's probably more than two. I mean, there's our Airtable where we do a lot of our project management.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess at least one of them is you Googled either Arnie or I's net worth.
So almost celebritynetworth.com.
Yes. That's also a pretty fun side project. You keep talking. You guys keep talking. I'm going to do some Googling.
Yeah, get on it. Let's see. I have a couple Patreon tabs open where I was like looking for answers to things for people and things about Acast integration, because that's changing soon. So that's kind of boring work related. I have an episode of Masters of Mayhem open that I listened to, because sometimes I go back and listen to episodes. And so I have our website open and listening to that on the Patreon website, I mean. I have a link of us on the AV Club from a long time ago. It's me and you, Adel.
We did like an interview at the PodFest or something?
Yep, that I was looking at that for the documentary.
Oh.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Looking at that for the... No, it's... Too many syllables.
I have a documentary credits tab that I desperately need to actually read and help finish that because I've been putting that off for a while. I have a tab full of the scripts that I sometimes write, but usually Ryan writes for the Craig intros and outros to the bonus episodes.
Nice.
Oh,
can
man.
Can we get a little sneak preview of one of them? Maybe two words.
I don't know. Let's see if we've got one that I think we're all caught up, actually.
For the next time you write one, do you mind naming one of the characters either Turd or Urine?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to make a quick note here. Add a Turd or Urine.
So here's an update. I Googled Arnie Niekamp net worth, and I Googled Adel Rafi net worth. Nothing came up for either, which seems accurate.
Yeah, good luck finding me.
I did look, but then... Huh? I'm not sure why my mind next went to this. And maybe this is something we'll want to cut out. I Googled Adel Rafi wiki feet.
Uh-oh.
And there is an entry.
Wait, Adel Rafi wicked feet? It's me, shoeless in wiki, Boston.
Wicked feet, yes. Wiki feet is just apparently some website where... look, I don't know anything about it. Besides, like, I guess it's for foot fetishists, but I think also people just humorously like put celebrities... pictures of celebrities' feet on there.
Well, I think it's 100% for a fetish, but I think a large percentage likes to say, oh, this is just because it's funny.
Sure. Wouldn't it be funny
as a smokescreen for their, yeah.
So there is a picture of you, I think, of you putting a happy birthday sunglasses on a cat. And you can kind of see one of your feet in that picture.
What's happening?
And look, this is a good news, bad news situation. So that's a bad news. You're on WikiFeet. The good news is...
Oh, phew. I thought you were going to say that's the good news. The bad news is you ranked 1.5 out of 10.
No, the good news is you have 5 stars out of 5. I don't know. Woo! There's no more information. Total votes 1. So probably the same person.
How's total spelled? How's total spelled on WikiFeet?
It is spelled correctly. This page is a mess. I can feel myself getting like, ugh. It's like the ads on it are gross, but I am going to look myself up real quick. Probably. Nope. Page not found. I don't know. I guess I feel good and bad about that at the same time.
You should feel fine about it.
You've been smart enough to not capture your reflection in your photos.
That is true. Okay. I'm sorry. I completely derailed things.
No, you're fine.
We were doing the important tab work.
I pulled out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 tabs that I can all say are Magic Tavern related. Some of which, you know, are about like paying our guests. Some of which are about like I said, doing credits for the documentary. Some of which are about a project that we're teaming up with somebody to do might be out by the time this episode comes out or very shortly after that. I'm excited about, but can't say more about that right now.
Magic
like
Tavern
I said,
Doritos.
Some are like Patreon links and things. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Adel, what were you revealing? What secret were you just revealing?
I didn't sign the contract, so I'm happy to say it's Magic Tavern Doritos.
Oh,
God
no.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys. They're Foon flavored. Oh, we should have Funyuns. I should have said Funyuns.
We were fucked up.
Garrett fixed me saying Eric and then fixed me. Yeah. First fixed me saying Eric. Then put in Funyuns where I said Doritos.
Yes. Well, we were so excited when they came to us and they're like, think about it. Think about the flavors. Chunt Ranch. That was the first one.
Usadoritos. Arnie Niekamp's chips.
Yeah, Arnie Niekamp's eat too many Doritos. This is a bag where it's not a flavor so much as that you have to eat too many of them.
It's the same Doritos, but they're in a tall bag.
A really tall bag of chips, actually. Like, not party size.
Arnie.
Just tall.
From now on, and with your permission, do you mind if from now on I refer to you as a tall bag of chips?
I would love it. Honestly.
Woo!
I'm not even joking.
I mean, so far, Talking Tabs has been pretty great.
Talking Tabs, should we cancel everything else?
Doritos should have done a thing with the Adventure Zone because they already have taco.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well. Okay. So that takes care of 15 of the 52 tabs.
Okay.
The fourth tab in the regular order. So I pulled out the other tabs and put them in a new window for the Magic Tavern stuff. Just got it out of here. Who the fuck needs it?
How many tabs we got left?
So 15 minus 52 would be 37. We're not getting it through them all.
Is that including the one you closed accidentally?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so I guess 36.
36 tabs in about, what do we say, like 6 to 10 minutes?
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, we can do this. How many of them are many of them like wedding related?
Oh, maybe a couple, although that stuff I think I've got saved in my Gmail mostly. I have a Milanote, which is like a personal to-do list thing, and that's got a lot of, I haven't updated it in ages. I find like sometimes the software that's supposed to help you do tasks or organize tasks, I get really bogged down in the admin of keeping up with the software. And then I go, I'm wasting time doing this when I could just be doing the thing I'm supposed to be doing. So usually I just write a list out by hand ultimately. So the Milanote is there. That's one of them. This one's kind of fun. 17 food items you should buy when they're on sale from New York Times food section. Because I love food. I love cooking. I'm shopping.
17?
Actually, I don't cook that much anymore. I really kind of dropped off. I'm really bad about it.
Can we get number one on the list?
Cheese. You can freeze hard cheeses like mozzarella. Oh, can you freeze hard cheeses like mozzarella and cheddar? The answer is yes, if you plan on melting it. Haha. Number two is butter. Cooking.
So these are just, I thought this is going to be like Pepperidge Farm sausage.
No.
When it goes on sale. But this is like meat. Produce.
Yeah. This is telling you how to shop better and like store things better. So I did, again, sort of like the Transformers thing. I open this. I have every intention of reading this in detail at some point because I want to be more organized, but I've never done it. Oh, here's an interesting one. Arnie, I kind of lied before.
Oh, shit.
He does have porn open.
I don't know
how to say this.
I might have looked at an open
my job. Wiki feed.
your wiki feed. I looked for a job. I don't apply for other jobs very often, but I saw something open up at Hasbro.
Oh.
For a writer, like a senior UX writer role, and I applied for it a few weeks ago, and the tab is still open. I definitely didn't get it. They emailed me and said I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those, like, it was a long shot anyway. I wasn't going to get it probably, but.
So what was it? It was to like write, like descript, like, is it ad writing essentially, or is there anything you can share about it?
The description, it was like for, I think it would have been for the website for like their like direct consumer thing. And I think it was focused on Wizards of the Coast stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So like D&D Beyond and stuff like that. But I didn't get it. You know, no big deal. Oh, here we go. Next tab.
Your contract with Hasbro. They just wanted to hire you.
20 best Chicago wedding venues.
Oh. Ooh. Number one, Wrigley Field.
Number one, butter. Number two, cheeses.
Number three, dry
Milwaukee.
Yeah, we've looked at a couple recently, but we still haven't picked anything. We got to get in gear on that. Oh, I've probably talked about this before. I have a tab open for Hear Hear Market, which I sent out a bunch of holiday gifts to the Magic Tavern team from this place. I really like it. It's a locally Chicago-owned, women-owned business where they do like fancy food things. And there's like, you can buy ingredients. Like the tab actually I've opened is shiitake cremini sea salt. It's like a mushroom-flavored sea salt.
Shiitake, what was it?
Shiitake cremini sea salt.
That kind of works.
Kind of works.
It's good in there. It's close.
Yeah.
But you can, I think like 2 years ago, I sent out like a chocolate thing that everybody loved. And then last year we sent out like, it was a snack thing. It was a little different. But it was like little cookies and things.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very good.
Then there's a Washington Post article that's open called How to Protect Your Gmail Outlook After FBI Warning on Medusa Ransomware. So I opened this, what, you know, over a month ago. Haven't done a thing about it. I'll never actually do it. I probably should.
Medusa's back? Guys. Medusa's back?
Well, that's what it says. How to protect your Gmail is you have to get a mirror and look at your Gmail.
Yeah.
Don't look directly at it. Look at the mirror. But
our computer screen's already a bit of a mirror?
Wow.
I think we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
If it was like a Hydra ransomware, then we're in trouble.
Oh, the next tab's a big bummer.
Oh, before we get to the bummer tab, I've been thinking about phishing recently, phishing, like phishing scams. One is, why don't scammers
like, here comes Arnie's stand up.
You know, they're trying to get you to click on a link, right? Which you're never going to do. But what if they have an unsubscribe and that's the link?
Whoa.
Like you just keep sending out like something from like a fake retailer. And if you hit unsubscribe, because I'm trying to do that more because I just get so much junk mail. I'm like, deleting it all the time, I should unsubscribe. And so, but then I'm like, I'm going and just indiscriminately clicking a bunch of stuff because of that. And that feels like I could fall into a trap that way.
It could. I mean, that could be a Hydra situation where it's like you hit unsubscribe and that signs you up. Because I'll get stuff where it's like suddenly twice a day I get like emails from like fucking Shoe Carnival. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever been inside a Shoe Carnival. And so I'll hit unsubscribe and they're like, it'll be like a 10-step process. And then the following week, I'll be getting 3 emails a day from Shoe Carnival plus like 10 emails from Oshkosh Bagosh. And I'm like, what is happening?
I hate the ones that make you read them closely because it's like, wait, does this say I want to not unsubscribe? So if I click this, it resubscribes me?
Double subscribe?
You guys want to hear my Shoe Carnival story?
Of course. Of course you've got a Shoe Carnival story.
You hit the Shoe Carnival from a tornado?
Yeah. No, I won a Sheryl Crow CD at a Shoe Carnival.
Wait, is a Shoe Carnival like a regular carnival but with shoes? You won something?
Yeah.
This wasn't in the store, to be clear. This wasn't in the store, the Shoe Carnival.
Yeah.
It was at a Shoe Carnival.
No, at the store, the Shoe Carnival, I won a Sheryl Crow CD. This is an absolutely true story. I don't think it needs any context or explanation.
But how did you win? Like, did you, was it
Arnie,
a raffle?
It was the 90s.
Sure.
You know, you're young and all you want to do is have some fun.
Exactly.
Were you shopping for shoes and they're like, hey, by the way, there's a Sheryl Crow CD hidden in one of these shoes.
I was probably about to graduate or just graduated from college. And I was at Shoe Carnival in Southern Illinois trying to get a pair of, I think, dress shoes, probably.
Doc Martens.
There was a radio station remote from the Shoe Carnival that Saturday.
Wow.
And when I say I won a Sheryl Crow CD, I should really amend that to say, like, they gave me a Sheryl Crow CD because I was there.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if there was a Shoe Carnival, an actual carnival full of shoes, do you guys know, do you want to take a stab at the number one attendee of a Shoe Carnival? We've mentioned them before.
I don't know.
Wiki Feet Perverts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, or we do have to tag this episode because it is chock-a-block full of foot perversion.
Yeah. A lot of trigger warnings.
Should we introduce a foot tier?
I think
so.
No. I think so.
Okay.
Okay. We I feel like we've built up enough joy with the Shoe Carnival thing. We're ready for the bummer tab.
Oh, it's the Project 2025 tracker. Fuck that. Move on. The next one is the Real ID. It's the information about getting your Real ID in Illinois because need to do that still.
I keep putting it off.
I tried to do it around my birthday last year, And when I went in, I had everything. I'd read it. And I knew it was like complicated. And then I brought in a pay stub because that was one of the things you could have. But the pay stub, it partially obscures my social security number, so they couldn't accept it.
Oh, damn. That's brutal.
And I was like, and at the time I was at my mom's helping her after a surgery, so I couldn't like just easily go get another thing.
Is it like after like start of next year, you have to have it to fly or something, right?
In Illinois.
In Illinois, yeah.
Sooner
as
than
an Illinois
year.
Resident. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you have your passport, you can just use your passport. But if you don't have
they
a passport.
They keep delaying it. Like, we've already passed the first deadline. And I've renewed my ID more than once somehow and still like multiple times failed to be able to get the real ID.
Well, you're on that month by month to month, right?
That is true. That's true. Because I like getting a new picture. You know, I'm a different person every day.
It's true.
I think it is just outstanding that a group of people were like, okay, we need, instead of the current ID, we need an ID that's like a little more foolproof. Like, it's like, what do we call it? And someone's like, real ID?
I'd call it super ID.
Real Ghostbusters rules.
Well, there's id ID, super id ID, ego.
Wow. Next tab is Adam Schiff's Substack.
Wait, how do I know that name?
The senator.
Oh, yes, yes,
Adam
yes.
Schiff. Yeah. I've been watching him.
Watching him?
Sorry, unless he's called Shifty Schiff.
Look, don't worry about it. I'm just watching Adam Schiff, okay?
So I'm geo-tracking Adam Schiff.
Oh, here's another tab that's actually that same job opening from Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
So got a double there. Okay, now we hit Google Drive tab. And then, okay, guess what? So the next tab is something I've opened from my Google Drive that is not Magic Tavern related. It's Matt Young related.
Mm. Okay.
Two guesses, real quick. We're way
two
over time.
Two guesses?
Yeah.
Go.
My guess is going to be it's the saved itemized auction list of props from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hmm. Good guess, but wrong.
Do we get two guesses each or just two total?
Two guesses each.
Okay. My boring guess is headshots of some kind. Of
no.
Yours. Okay.
Is it a list that you keep, that you update occasionally of like board games you've played?
No.
Okay.
The first part was good.
A list? So it's some kind of list.
Yeah.
Okay. List of people that has wronged you.
No. It is a list of subscription services and when I've canceled them or when I've paid for them so that I don't lose track of all the stupid subscriptions I have.
Smart.
Yeah.
What do you got now? What's on that list?
What I have now? I canceled a bunch of stuff. We have we have Max still.
Uh-huh.
We have Crunchyroll. We got to watch our anime. Uh-huh. And we still have Disney Plus, but I never watch Disney Plus. But I'm on like a yearly thing and I always forget to cancel it. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, there's no reason to cancel it because it's going to go to like November.
I have some weird like Hulu combined with Disney Plus thing, but I can't. I want to get rid of possibly both of them, but it's so I might be paying for one of them twice. It's so confusing.
I have the same thing.
Yeah. Disney Plus is really frustrating because I think, can you only get it as a year long subscription? It feels, because that's what I've done for the last several years. And it feels like every 3 months I get like an email from them that's like, real quick, it's going from like 160 a year to like 210 a year. Like, everything okay? Good. Like, they constantly bump the price, but because it's a once a year payment, it slips my mind to like ever cancel or anything.
Yeah. Same.
It's really annoying.
I think you can do monthly, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Oh, I've got an workingbikes.org open. Because they have a donations page and I have an old bike I've been trying to get rid of and it's really hard to sell or donate an old bike. Nobody wants them. And so I looked up this place and I think I'm going to try to get my bike to them at some point.
Nice.
Then the next website I have open, this is relevant to something we were talking about before we started recording. This is John Oliver Wants Your Rat Erotica.com.
Okay.
Which is a website that Last Week Tonight sets up, and they sometimes put funny stuff out there. It literally used to be about Rat Erotica. If you watch the show a lot, it's pretty funny.
Teenage Mutant Rat Erotica.
That works.
Right now, if you look it up, it's how to change your settings to make yourself less valuable to Meta. So it's like changing settings on Facebook and Instagram. Then I have a search tab open where I searched for Gmail alternatives. And then I never clicked on anything or did anything beyond that. The next tab is for my representative, Jan Schakowsky.
Oh.
The next tab is for Dick Durbin, U.S. Mm-hmm. Senator. Next tab is for Tammy Duckworth.
Oh.
Then I've got a crooked.com article open. Oh, no, it's just their homepage. So a lot of news stuff. There's a lot of news stuff here. I have a LinkedIn learning tab open to increase my skills.
I don't really know. I don't spend much time on LinkedIn. Is that like...
LinkedIn at some point bought a different company. I can't remember the name of it now. It was a thing. It was like Cindy or Sally or something. It was like a website you could just go to and like learn whatever. Like there's all sorts of different courses on it. And they bought it and made it into LinkedIn Learning.
How many tabs do we have left? I'm just looking at the clock.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 15-ish.
Okay. How many more of them are like news or politics related?
J.B. Pritzker. What is this one? I don't even know what this is. 12 best writing portfolio examples on how to create your own. I don't know why I have that open. Another LinkedIn tab. Here's an OBS open broadcast software. I was going to try to learn how to use that. I have two tabs for that open. I have a tab of an artist, Ryan Dugan, open, who does posters and different cool artwork, I believe based here in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Another LinkedIn tab, an Atlantic article, another Dick Durbin tab. I don't need two of those.
Another Dick Durbin tab.
Yeah, yeah. I sent him a message at one point. Sent all those people like a letter, you know.
Oh, online. That's nice.
Yeah, trying to do something. My New York Times subscription overview, another LinkedIn learning tabs. Oh, Washington Post article. It's a bummer. Two King Center tabs about their classes for nonviolence training at a glance. That's actually something my company created a few years ago that I just wanted to read about it again. They helped make the online version of that. I didn't have anything to do with that. Other people worked on that, and it's supposed to be great. And, you know, it's the stuff of the day. I wish it was more fun. If you want something stupid, you see, you guys thought this was going to be more embarrassing and that I was a person of little...
Not necessarily embarrassing, just more toys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you go to favorites, though, there's a whole games and collectibles favorite section. Top of that is Gundam. Which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16 saved tabs in it. One of which is a Gundam Wiki tab about the universe of Gundam. Sure. The other one, which is a Gunpla Wiki, which is specifically about Gundam plastic model kits. That's how many there have been over the 40 years that it has its own separate wiki just for the model kits.
Is some of this going to go into a spinoff called Falcon Favorites?
Yep, that's right. There's a Lego, a Transformers, a G.I. Joe, a Star Wars, a Masters of the Universe, a couple different toy stores saved in here, a Blood on the Clock Tower wiki, which I have saved.
Love playing that. We've had so much fun playing that game over the last year or two.
Yeah.
I usually have probably, I don't know, between a dozen and 20 tabs. I have on two browsers. I have like I have two monitors, a browser on each monitor. And they kind of are for different things. But I always accumulate weird stuff between doing research of weird stuff for work or just my own weird interests. But before we record, for some reason, I always try to whittle down my extraneous tabs, somehow thinking that's going to help my processing speed for the recording, even though I'm sure it's minimal.
I feel like it probably helps, right? Especially probably. if it's something like Facebook or something.
Adel, what's your tab? Do you have a tab count? Are you like a lot of tabs kind of guy or not really?
I am unfortunately a lot of tabs and a lot of windows. You guys have also seen my desktop.
Your
on my
desktop
laptop,
is crazy.
Which is just, I put nothing in folders, so it's just madness.
That's a nightmare to me. That is like literally my nightmare. I love folders.
I mean, my desktop is not organized necessarily, but yeah, yours is.
Am I the most organized of the three of us?
Absolutely.
Probably.
I mean, I don't think of myself as that organized, though. I mean, in certain things, I'm very select. I'm very very organized about certain things and then very unorganized about other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm inherently unorganized, but like I've just spent my life like having to deal with how organized I am, that I have out of sheer force of will made myself like given myself more guardrails around that stuff to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So Adel, in the future, and it's okay to say no, would you be comfortable in being the subject of a future Talking Tabs?
As a longtime fan of Talking Tabs, sure. I would be thrilled to be the focus, the subject of a Talking Tabs.
Pretty exciting.
Well, we thought we were only going to do this for like four. I think we've kind of gone over time. But I think, look, in the back half, did the tabs get less interesting? Sure. But I've had fun the whole way through.
Could we do a future episode that's just about my favorites folder called recipes that has recipes in it that I've saved for the last 15 years? I mean, I can scroll through it. There's probably 100 recipes, none of which I've ever made a single one of, I bet.
Now, Matt, I have to ask, have you been sitting on these recipes waiting for some of these food items to go on sale?
I gotta freeze this cheese so I can make this food.
When will butter ever go down?
I remember years ago I got a Costco membership, which I've had on and off since then.
Ooh la la.
Must be nice. Hoi polloi.
And before I went, I was like, because I had vaguely heard that, like, at Costco, there's certain things that it makes sense to get. And then there are other things that's just kind of a waste. I found a article about what you should get at Costco and what stuff is not worth it.
Ooh, I got to open a tab.
And it was this elaborate thing of like, you know, these spices are good and these things are not. And eventually I was just like, I cannot live this way.
I mostly live by the rule of, I very much enjoy going to Costco. I live by the rule of buy whatever except for eggs. Because when you buy eggs at Costco, unless you're a bakery.
It's too many eggs.
Half to 3/4 are going to go bad.
No, sure.
Too many eggs.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's another future episode, is us just going to Costco and just stocking up.
I'd listen to that.
Well, thanks both of you. Thank you, Matt Young, especially for letting us dive into your tabs.
Your English is very good.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't know who you were talking to.
Sorry, I was looking in the mirror. Well, obviously, because I'm checking my Gmail.
I would also like to thank Adel for sharing my enthusiasm for Matt Young's tabs.
Woo!
And I'd like to thank all you sweet tabbies out there, which is what I like to call our fan base.
Oh, yeah. And I'd like to thank Arnie Niekamp for leading this discussion in tab exploration.
Oh, thank you, Adel. And of course, we can't forget to thank our producer, Eric.
Eric, you're listening, change your name to Garrett.
I'm going to close these tabs.
All right, until next time, keep tabbing. And then our outro theme song will be Keep On Rockin' in the Free World, but we'll
keep on rockin' in the free world. Keep on rock. It works. It scans. Keep on rockin' in the free world. Keep on rockin' in the free world. Talking tabs.
Keep on tabbing in the free world.
Teenage Mutant Talking Tabs.
Matt Young's very angry.
Abrupt ending.
Fun app, guys. Fun app. I guess next time we'll organize the stuff under the kitchen sink. Arnie Niekamp, Adel Rifai, and Matt Young are all real people who know the other shit they make up isn't real. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode was edited by Sage GC. Logo by Allard Laban. Original Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Not the Tavern theme by Matt Young. Sort of. If you want more content like this, and why wouldn't you, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Become a patron for just $5 per month and support the show while receiving some cool benefits in addition to your 2 bonus episodes a month. Benefits like a monthly newsletter from the hosts, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern and support this independently produced production.
I'll be back with one more unlock next week, and I've been told it's the most popular podcast in Foon currently. Until then, stay cool.